When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, coming up here at 5:08, we'll drink and toast with the shout of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check on Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. Doctors are now starting to hand out social prescriptions. And basically, if
you're... Like what?
Go outside. Go hang out with people. Go socialize. Go do an activity.
Get off your ass.
We've come full circle.
Okay.
They're not pushing pills anymore. They're pushing sunlight.
Natural things.
Human interaction.
I mean, go to a therapist. I think a lot of them will tell you that, too.
Like, absolutely.
Take a walk.
Fine.
Chill out.
Touch grass.
Yeah.
Go smell the roses. Get outside. Go outside!
And now the doctors are recommending that. Okay.
Right.
Where's the sunscreen? Problem is, get off your ass. Right. There you go. I wonder how much that costs.
I feel down. Maybe go exercise.
Something.
Yeah. Been sitting on the couch for 6 days straight. Go for a walk.
Right.
See if that doesn't just work a little bit.
Yeah, or like some of those shows, right, where like people never leave the house and they're massively obese. Like, those shows never start with, I'm in a great spot in life.
Right.
That's why you're here. A new study found that some people prefer a harsh boss.
All right.
I can understand that just because a harsh boss, I guess, could be seen as somebody who is in charge, who is in control, who knows what it is that they're doing. You know what you need to do. You know, there's no gray area on what your task is at work every day. And you
will get it done.
Right. I show up to work, put in my 8 hours, and then when I'm done, I leave and I go home.
I think it's fine. Like, when I was a cook, it didn't bother me. Well, sure. You know, 95% of chefs are douchebags anyway, by their nature, and they need to be because they're singularly focused, but they don't bother you because it's a very specific thing that you're doing.
Right.
And it needs to be done a certain way in a certain amount of time. Radio, like, I don't want to hear you, Craig, you're not doing this. Like, I know the chef can cook, but I don't know what your ability is. Why am I listening to you?
Right.
Doesn't mean I won't listen, but, like, if I disagree with the idea, I very staunchly maintain my position.
Well, and, you know, now there's getting to be a split where some people do want this, but others, they don't want their boss to be friendly. They don't want their boss to be a friend. Like, I want you to lead me. I want you to tell me what it is that I need to do and then go away.
You know what? Honestly, if you're just competent, then I don't really care about your attitude.
Yeah.
And if you're if we can at least trust the words coming out of your mouth, like, you can be nice, you can be mean. It doesn't matter.
Right.
I believe that you understand what the hell is going on and what my task is.
Right.
I think Thrill is right, though. I think it depends on the environment. Like, kitchens or, like,
sure.
you work in a store. Like, when I worked at a liquor store or a bar, like, you got to be very direct and just get stuff done.
And you're dealing with the public directly. So I think your bosses get on you, like, be clear, get on point, let's do it now.
I think it's a lot with coaching, too, right? Like, there is the Urban Meyers of the world, right? But, like, you don't have to coach like that.
No.
You know what I mean? Some coaches are going to be the kind of guy that's screaming and yelling. You know, Morgan Wooten, who I talk about all the time, one of his basketball coach of all time. You're never going to hear him yell, right? He got his point across. So I think it's just different.
Yeah. When you look at Andy Reid.
Mike Tomlin.
Yeah. Right.
No nonsense. Do the job.
Zero nonsense.
Do the job. Get off the line.
And I think you've seen there's some guys that are like, I love playing for him. And some guys are like, when my speed.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. And then you got Pete Carroll, who's over there. He's just waiting for his opportunity to get out on the field.
See, I think he'd be a coach you'd want to play for.
Hell yeah.
I mean, he just seems that energy.
It'd be fun. A new experiment has been conducted that found that spreading yogurt on your windows could help keep your home cool.
Yeah, it could. You spread anything on your windows, it probably help keep your...
Who thought of this?
Somebody who ran out of anything else to... Somebody who hates yogurt and wanted to cool his house down.
See that, you know.
But who are you telling this? Who is actually going to smear yogurt on their windows?
Right, because now I got to clean the damn windows off come the fall.
Right.
Because now I got rotten milk all over my doggone windows.
You'd think that would smell and be horrible.
And you know, we all the time complain about the money that goes into a lot of these different studies that we don't need.
Mm-hmm.
However, this one, it's like, who gave somebody money? It's like, start smearing stuff on windows and find what works. We need to combat global warming.
Like anything. If you're getting sunlight out of your home, it's going to naturally... So it could be next week, it'll be take your dog's poop, smear it on the window. If you're going to survive the smell... Yeah, if you cover your freaking window, why yogurt specifically?
I don't know.
Maybe they're trying to up the sale of yogurt.
The fat content helps, you know, insulate. I don't freaking know, dude. New research shows that Monday anxiety can leave a biological mark that lasts for months.
Damn.
I read a thing today that said, when you retire, you still hate Monday.
Sure.
And I'm thinking to myself, when I retire, I'm not even going to know it's Monday.
I don't know anyone
who's
retired
the grocery store.
That knows the day of the week instantly.
Right.
Like, as soon as my parents retired, you know, I'm talking to my mother or something, and she's like, so we're doing that Wednesday. I'm like, you're doing that tomorrow? She's like, oh, crap, is that tomorrow?
That's tomorrow.
Yeah.
No idea what day of the week it is. It means nothing. They're like, honestly, you don't care when you're retired. You don't have kids going to school. Mm-hmm. We're not going to work. They're like, it doesn't matter. If you say it's Saturday, they're like, that's no different than Tuesday.
Every day is summer vacation.
That is it.
It no longer matters. Chinese scientists have developed cyborg bees that can be controlled like drones.
Cool.
Mm. Yeah.
Cool. That is a fantastic idea.
Awesome. That's not terrifying.
Would be kind of fun if your buddy's having a cookout. Send them.
Yeah. Why can't they do like cyborg ladybugs? You know, something that nobody cares about. A cyborg butterfly. Why got to be bees, man?
Bees are more military.
I mean, they are. Bees do just fine on their own.
It's just they're tough.
Do you think that bees will see these bee drones and perceive it as like the way we see the Terminator?
Ooh, maybe.
Like, oh, my God.
I'm looking for John Connor.
Looking for your queen.
With the rising temperatures, experts want to remind people that, yes, your pets can get sunburned, too.
Come on. Jesus Christ. If you didn't know that, don't have a pet.
How would you know, though? It's not like he's going to be like, hey, I'm sunburned.
Their stomachs.
Well, what's he getting? How many rubs is he getting?
Well, no. Like my dog, dude. He'll go out in the backyard. And he'll just lay broadside. And then if we don't go and flip him over, he'll get a little uneven.
You actually have to flip your dog
over. Yeah. Come on,
I think
buddy.
That's on your dog. No offense, but full offense. He sounds a little dumb.
Yeah, he's a moron.
Doesn't he know? Like Saturday, I was out in the sun. Then after about 15 minutes, I went, I need to put on lotion.
Well, okay. Yeah, he's got the brain of a child. So he's smart for what he is. However, it's
for a dog.
Right. Kids don't know that they're sunburned until they get home and all of a sudden it's starting to sting. And even then,
we have
to tell them it's because of the sun and your stupid ass didn't put any doggone lotion on. The Merriam-Webster word of the day. Nuance.
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 Mm. All right.
Something that we're nothing short of these days.
Is there any formula that they use for the word of the day, or do you think they just open the dictionary, open their eyes, and go, okay, that's the word?
That might be it.
I mean, honestly, because
throw a dart.
Yeah, it never seems relevant to anything. It's not a bad thing. It's just never relevant.
Gonna be a random K word today.
Oh, maybe that's how they do it.
Yeah, right.
They find the K word,
and then they just start spinning the wheel.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
A man in France managed to escape out of prison, Miles.
Wise, what did he do?
I'll tell you how we did it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Three time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve a Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast 40-year-old Jeffrey LaForge of South Pasadena, Florida. Jeffrey is currently behind bars on felony charges for a pair of shoplifting heists at a local Walmart. Now, sure, he stole a pint of Reese's peanut butter ice cream. Can't blame the guy for that. But it was the other stuff that he stole that earned him the shot of the day offer. So, in addition to Reese's ice cream, He was also busted with one Love Honey Mon Ami G-Spot and Clitoral Suction Vibrator, one vibrating pocket wand for her, one Hello Cake flavored lube, one Hello Cake tush toy, one Hello Cake oral stroker, one plus one private pleasure vibrator, one dual vibrating massager, one plus one mega massager, one plus one vibrating soft touch wand, the Hello Cake Stroker double-sided male sex toy, one vibrating bullet soft touch massager, and again, one pint of Reese's peanut butter ice cream.
Oh my God.
That sounds like a great night.
That is, they're not, they said, we don't know if he's trying to resell them. We do not know if it is for personal use, but the point is, he pulled them all out of the packaging to take them out of there. So they will be destroyed.
Damn. Feels like that would have been personal use.
Look, they said, we're not sure, but if he's trying to resell, then you probably want the stuff in the packaging since no one's going to trust that you didn't use it. Either way, that's why I got busted. Not a great look. So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy.
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.